Brad Locke.
And I'm Gene Phelps, and this is Prep Rally.
We're talking Northeast Mississippi High School sports, brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Hello, and welcome into Prep Rally, the Daily Journal's high school sports podcast slash webcast. We're back after a holiday break. I'm Brad Locke of the Daily Journal, along with senior writer Gene Phelps. Gene, how's it going?
Going great. Yeah. Staying busy.
I hear you. It's January. That means football is well behind us, and it's all basketball. And we'll get to a lot of basketball talk in a minute.
Don't get the soccer folks mad at us.
We'll get some soccer in there. We got some soccer coming for you. Need to remind you all that we're on iTunes and we're on most podcast apps now. You can listen, of course, at preprally.djournal.com. Again, this is a webcast that's live right now, but if you missed it, come back and rewatch it if you want here at djournal.com. And we'll have the audio of this, the podcast of this, dropping later this afternoon. So look for that. Also, remember to follow the show on Twitter at djournalpreps. Gene, we got some hoops to talk about, like I said. It's January, so we're kind of getting into the thick of it, aren't we?
We are, and there's only really a month and a half left in the regular season. It closes down, shuts down second week in February. Start with the division tournaments are so critical, which is, you know, that's what a lot of the coaches are talking about now. I asked one the other day about division play. They're not so much concerned about division play anymore. Most divisions are down to just one game. It counts. It's all about how you finish at the division tournament that matters. Yeah. So division play is a good opportunity for you to get some firsthand scouting at what opponents you'll be playing in the tournament. But placing in that division tournament gives you a seeding for the north half or north state.
Yeah.
And so it's very critical.
We're going to have a lot of big games here over the next few weeks in Northeast Mississippi. Had some big games last night and one of them was Corinth and Shannon boys. Corinth going to Shannon in a matchup of two ranked teams in the area. And Corinth with a surprisingly big win. 74-54 is the final, Gene. What do you kind of think of that result?
I was surprised. It was a 6-point game at halftime, and Corinth really laid it on them in the second half. I don't know if Shannon got in foul trouble or if Corinth made some adjustments or just simply shot better and played better. You know, you don't know. There's so many elements to a game. You know, we don't know how they I don't know how they defended because I wasn't there. But, you know, obviously something happened in the second half.
Yeah.
And Corinth wound up winning by 20 points. But they're really two good teams. That doesn't mean that Shannon's not a good team. I think we'll still see Shannon toward the end of the year being a factor.
But that's a kind of a statement win there.
It is. I mean, that kind of lets you know that Corinth's, of course, you can't ever doubt Corinth. Keith Green does a great job. And they've always got great players. And, that same holds true this year. You'll see Corinth jockeying for a spot down there in Jackson.
Game that we covered last night, quickly on the girls' side of things, Tupelo with that comeback win over Horn Lake, 55-54, the final. Tupelo didn't even have the lead until the final minute of the game, had to rally a little bit. Horn Lake, the reigning Class 6A state champ. So, Gene, that's a pretty darn good win. I don't know what Horn Lake has this year, but that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a solid win for a Tupelo team that's been up and down.
And has no seniors.
And no seniors. And they've got a lot of young players, a lot of good young players. But you never know. I think Coach Justice will tell you, when you got a young team, you don't know how you're going to play. And one night, Tupelo can beat Boonville and Horn Lake. The next night, while Ingomar is a good team, but they're not – I don't know if they're 20-something points better than Tupelo, but they were that night when they played a couple of weeks ago, and which was a surprising score too. But this Tupelo team's really good. I think there's someone to be on the lookout for.
And going back to the boys, a game you covered last night, Gene, it was our centerpiece in today's – sports section of the Daily Journal.
Right. It used to be a meeting between two 1A rivals. Of course, Ingomar's moved up to Class 2A.
That's true.
Probably one of the smallest 2A schools in the state.
Ingomar and Hulk, that's a good
matchup. It is a good matchup. Jimmy Guy McDonald still coaching Hulk. Of course, Norris Ashley's son, Jonathan, is coaching Ingomar now. It was a great game. Looked like Ingomar was kind of in control. Hulk was having a lot of problems in its backcourt and turning the ball over some. But Madarius Hobson, and we've written about Madarius before, he's a sophomore forward for Holcomb. He's actually cousins, first cousins with the Robert Woodards.
Yeah.
The kid at Columbus. I can't think of his first name. He's one of the top guards in the country.
Yeah. And, yeah. He's the son Robert, of a former.
Yeah. And player, right. Robert Woodard. And they used to name the Sixth Man Award at Mississippi State after Robert Woodard. He was that kind of player, and he played at Hulka.
Yeah.
And Robert's sister, this is her child, Madarius Hobson.
Okay.
And he scored 40 last night.
Yeah, and he had 18 during that comeback, didn't he?
He did.
He just kind of turned it on. Would you?
Well, he does, and he's really he can take it to the rack, and he can also pull up. I was telling someone today he's great about pulling up if the lane's blocked. He won't run over a guy or risk drawing a charge himself. Yeah. He'll just pull up and put up a little 5-footer off the glass. He did that many times last night. He can shoot a mid-range jumper too.
You don't see a lot of kids, especially that age, that can do that.
Yeah, he does it really well. I don't think he's really comfortable with going outside and shooting around the perimeter right now. That's not his game. I'm sure it's a part of the game he's going to have to develop.
Sure.
But he can knock it down from 10, 12 feet.
Wow. Yeah, it's an impressive win. I mean, it's, you know, a good prep really for division play for both teams. 71-70 was the final score. But what did you see of Ingomar? I mean, you know, they lost, but just by a point, it looks like they've got a good squad again.
They do. I mean, I talked with Jonathan Ashley today. I didn't have time to talk with him after the ball game, but I was on kind of a tight deadline. And, you know, they had a lot of turnovers. And they missed like 13 free throws. And those kind of things will get you beat every time, especially in a 1-point game.
Yeah, yeah.
You miss 13 free throws, you make two of them, you win.
Yeah. Hulka, though, I mean, they're more than the Hobson kid. In fact, the winning bucket was scored by a kid named Smooty Turner, which has to be
great name.
Has to be one of the best names in Northeast Mississippi high school basketball this year.
Well, they also have a kid on that team named Denim Black.
Denim?
Denim.
D-E-N-I-M.
Like blue jeans.
Denim black.
I've
worn black denim before. back in the 90s.
There you go. Well,
yeah.
Well, there's a denim black on the team at Hulka.
Nice.
And great name.
Yeah, it is.
Smooty,
can't beat that.
Smooty made some plays. And again, Hulka's a young team.
Yeah.
That is, he had three. At the end of the game, when they were making their comeback, they had three sophomores on the court.
Wow. Wow. Turner made the winning bucket with the 8.5 seconds left. And the Hulka held on for the 71-70 win. So, yeah.
And Guy McDonald, the coach, has been around for a long time. And he's the guy that told me last night, he says, I'm not worried about division as much as I'm hosting the division tournament. That's all I want.
There you go.
So, you know, he knows that's the key. Have, you know, and he wants to have a good tournament at home.
There you go.
Lock up some home court advantage throughout the entire North State.
And we're going to talk about the division play coming up in just a few moments. First, Gene, let's do a quick rundown. If people didn't catch them earlier in the week, our updated Daily Journal basketball rankings.
Right.
For boys and girls. Kind of slide that over here, Gene.
Yeah, we'll do it here.
There we go. Well, let's start with the girls. New site being new site. 14-1 heading into last night.
I do the rankings. It's not really a poll because, as our boss John Pitts tells us, it's a poll of one, so it's not really a poll. I usually focus on the girls' rankings for us, and I try to have a little fun with it because everybody's beating everybody else. New site went down to Florida, won a tournament in Destin, won 3 straight, and they've really got a good team. Byron Sparks does a good job. He doesn't have any superstars this year like he's had in the past. He usually has that one go-to, sometimes two go-to girls. This year, he's got about 11 of them.
Yeah.
And I went, heck, I'll put them up there. The Ingomar girls, we've got number 2, and the Tupelo girls, number 3. Yeah. I mean, my goodness.
And
either one of those two could be number 1. And then you look at Boonville.
Boonville's going
to
be good.
You know, their loss was to Tupelo.
Yeah.
You know, and Ingomar has beaten Tupelo. And it's just everybody's kind of had a shot at everybody else. It's really hard to figure this one out. I think any of our top 5 or 6 teams, maybe even 7, go down as deep as Belmont could beat the other one.
That's what's great about basketball around here, and especially on the girls' side.
Yeah.
You look at these schools, you've got New Site, or they're 3A, right? Or 2A.
Yes.
3A.
No, 3A.
Ingomar is 2A.
Yeah.
Tupelo's 6A. Boonville's 3A. Pontotoc is
4A.
4A. I mean, you just go through, it's, you know, it's not dominated by the larger classifications. It's just really, really
right.
Good talent.
And, you know, I had talked with some coaches this year, and we get over in the corner before that. I get there early at games, and the coaches would always say, and I've had a number of them tell me, you know, basketball is kind of down, girls basketball in the area. But then when you start thinking about it, now everybody's kind of changing their tune. These are all good teams. I don't know which, you know, if you're talking about gold ball good, yeah. Maybe not. Yeah. I don't know. I think some of these teams can bring to win a state championship, but I think it's very competitive. And I'm glad it's competitive because I have to go out and cover it.
Yeah.
And I think any of these teams that we have in our rankings, I've got Alcorn Central in here at 12-4. Now, I don't know if Alcorn Central's – I've seen them play. They're not in with that right at that elite group that we've got in our top 6, 7, or 8. But, you know, they're having a good year, and they're in that tough division.
Yeah.
1-3A.
Yeah, 1-3A. And we're going to talk about 1-3A in a few minutes. Skip over to the boys' poll. Excuse me, rankings real quick.
Rankings.
Tupelo, number one there. They've just kind of been rolling. They had a bit of a break over the holidays and came back, I think, on Saturday and won. Kind of rusty, according to Coach Jeff Norwood. But he seems to like what he sees with this group. And
A very good Tupelo team that's in a 6A is tough. It's tough up here. Yep. You've got Starkville. You've got Columbus. It doesn't mean Tupelo is going to get a free pass to Jackson.
Yeah.
You know, and they've got a great team this year. And I've seen them play one time. Baldwin's good. They're having a great season. Yep. Corinth, we just talked about Corinth.
Yeah.
Look at these guys. They're like 13-1 now. Saltillo, if they get all their players back, they should have a good year. Okolona. Oxford.
Yeah.
The Oxford boys. Jarkel Joyner scored in the 40s some this year.
Yeah, I can he's, light it up.
Yeah, and Drew Tyler, I don't know if there's – he's probably one of the top coaches in the state.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Drew Tyler wins every year. You mentioned Baldwin is number two. They've got a game coming up against Oklahoma before too long. I don't think it's this week, but that's two top five teams. I just saw somebody on Twitter – we did a story talking earlier in the week about Baldwin, and someone on Twitter said, "Hey, Oklahoma's waiting."
Yeah. You know, and everybody's concerned. I know Raymond Craven, the Baldwin's coach, he was at Ingomar last night. And, of course he's concerned. He'll have to play Ingomar somewhere.
Sure, sure.
And, he was there and Trent Adair, who's the girls coach, was saying, "There's Raymond Craven." He said, "I think he's been to more Ingomar games than I have." You know, Raymond, you gotta go around and look, and you know, you hadn't had to be concerned about Ingomar in the past, but then you look at them and they're 15-4 and you go, "I need to go watch them. We don't need them to slip up on us and beat us."
So. And Ingomar, I mean, that's what they do at Ingomar's basketball.
Yeah.
That's pretty much year round for them.
So,
And
I'm sure Raymond Craven knows all about him.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure he does. It'll be fun in 2A there this
sure
year.
Sure will.
Okay, so there's your rankings. Gene, you mentioned you talked to Jonathan Ashley today. You were over in Union County. Union County tournament's coming up, and they had a little meeting today about that. Give us a little bit of the breakdown. When is it?
It's going to be it's going to be, you know, it's down to a 4-team tournament this year.
Right.
New Albany was exiled from the tournament last year. I think it was in a mutual agreement between Union County and New Albany schools. I think after talking with some coaches and things today, you might see New Albany, some kind of plans to maybe get New Albany or see if they would like to get back in the tournament down the road.
Okay.
I'm kind of one of those folks that say the longer New Albany's out of that tournament, the chances aren't as good that they'll come back.
Sure.
I do know that Tupelo was exiled from the Lee County tournament. I don't know how many years ago it's been back. It's
been a while.
Yeah, and they're not back in it. And there had been talk about getting them in. And I think it got to the point where Tupelo said, "Hey, we don't need to play anyway."
Yeah.
But, you know, New Albany helps the gate. And it's also that big school, small school.
Yeah.
And you know, from a girl's standpoint, I think girls basketball can be very competitive. I don't think any one school's any better than the other one. And they've all had their years where they've had good teams.
Yeah.
Boys basketball may be, tough for maybe East Union or West Union to have a kind of team that might compete in New Albany.
Yeah.
I think Myrtle and Ingomar have shown periodically throughout the years that they can hold their own with them. But I think it just makes for that Hoosiers type atmosphere, large school. And I think that's what drives the crowds. And I think it gets people excited.
When's the tournament tip off again?
It's next Friday. and Saturday.
So not
and
it's this, but next.
Yeah, the next Friday and okay. Saturday, whatever those dates are, yeah. 15th, 16th, something like that. It's going to be at Myrtle.
Okay, at Myrtle.
Small gym, come early.
Yeah, nice gym, though.
It is.
We got a bunch of county tournaments coming up, don't we?
We do. I believe Prentice County's next week at Wheeler. I'm in the process now of trying to gather that information. If anybody's listening, fire me a schedule yeah. if it's drawn up. Tippa County's this week.
Okay.
Kedrick Story from our Tippa paper is going to staff the championship game okay. for us there.
Good deal.
This weekend. I believe you've got a big girls tournament going on at North Pontotoc next week. I don't have the schedule
yeah, yeah.
for that.
Brandon Speck, I think, tweeted something about that okay. earlier. Yeah. You can follow Brandon on Twitter, by the way, at yeah, Brandon Speck, yeah. High school yeah. sports editor.
And the Monroe County tournament, I believe, is next week.
Yeah.
So I'm still waiting on somebody to get me in touch. I'm not even sure where that one is.
Yeah. And then we can worry about division play. And right. We've talked about this division before on the girls' side, but 1-3A, it's just loaded.
What is, you've got your past two state champions in Class 3A, Belmont and Boonville Girls are in that division.
And they played each other in those two championship games.
Right. And then you've got Newside has become a yep. member of 3A, one of the smaller 3A schools in the state, but they're in that division, so they're going to have a say on how it winds up. And then you've got Alcorn Central, and you've got Kossuth.
So Kossuth's the only team in that division not ranked by the Daily
right,
Journal.
Right. And I think it's probably one of the I don't know if it's one of the tougher divisions in the state for its class. It is.
Sure.
And it just makes for some interesting basketball.
Yeah, just don't know how it's going to shake out.
Yeah, and especially with the Belmont Newsite rivalry in girls.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a fun division to watch. What are maybe a couple other divisions that kind of pique your interest, Gene, boys or girls?
I don't know. I've been so focused on that one, and so many. I don't know if there's any that are any closer than that. Just from
sure.
looking at our rankings and stuff. But I mean, you never know. There's usually a lot of times there's one or two dominating teams, but there's no division any closer than that one.
Sure.
To me, that's the most.
We had mentioned earlier Baldwin and in the division with Ingomar.
I don't know if they're in the same division.
I
have to look. No, I just think he's looking at that from a standpoint.
For down the
North
line.
State. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got to get brushed up on my divisions here. Because when I was prep editor, it's a little bit different. But anyway, plenty of good basketball to be played. And when division play begins, let's switch gears, Gene. Let's talk some soccer. I know we got some soccer fans out there. And Tupelo soccer, always good, boys and girls. They got some big matches coming up.
Yeah, they do. They take a trip down to the Jackson area every year. And that's usually. Teams from Jackson or Tupelo or the coast win this thing just about every year
yeah.
or every year in 6A. And so Tupelo's going down. They'll play Clinton. They play Clinton every year at this time on Friday night down at Clinton, girls and boys. Now, the Clinton teams this year, if you look at their records, you think, well, they're not really that good. But if you look at their schedule, you'll see that they lost 1-0 to Madison Central and 1-0 to – somebody yeah. else and 0-0 tie with somebody that's yeah. really good. So
yeah,
they're playing a great schedule in the Jackson area against some really good soccer clubs. And then Tupelo turns around and Saturday goes to Germantown High School, which is the new Madison County High School up north is in Gluckstadt. And it's they play Brandon, and the Brandon boys are one of the top ranked teams in the state. They're like 12-1, 13-1.
Okay.
And I think Tupelo's boys, I believe, are like 10-1. As a matter of fact, it's a story I'm starting to work on today.
Okay.
And so that's going to be a great matchup down there. It'll give Tupelo and Tupelo's girls, too, a barometer for where they are with the soccer playoffs coming up here at the end of January.
Yeah. So how are Tupelo boys and girls looking as far as the postseason? They both, you think, got a legit shot to go deep?
Oh, yeah, obviously they do.
I think so.
It's according to how that bracket sets up. If you have to play Madison Central in the second round, well, that's a lot of times Tupelo gets in potential state championship games in the second round of the playoffs, possible. I mean, you got two good teams that can win a state championship playing, and one's getting eliminated early.
Yeah.
And I haven't gone as far enough as to look at what the brackets are going to be like, but those are the things you try to avoid, but it's hard to avoid, especially if there's a good team in DeSoto County.
Yeah.
And if you finish, they won't finish second in the division or third, but you're going to meet somebody from the Madison.
Yeah.
Jackson
it's
area.
It's going to be tough. Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, the big matches this weekend for Tupelo. You said you're working on a story, so look for right. Gene's coverage in the Journal later this week. Gene, athletes of the week is something we try to do every week here on the show. And what do we got?
Who's I think good? It's easy on the boys' side. I'm going to go with the Hobson kid at Hulka.
Madarius Hobson, Hulka, yeah. Sophomore guard.
Yeah, he could probably be it every week. Him and Joel Joyner.
True.
They were really fantastic players, but I happened to see Madarius play last night. And he scored 40 in a big game, and he was the difference maker all the way around. Girls, I was telling you the other day, I'll probably just give it to the New Site girls with their performance in the holiday tournament down in Destin, Florida, to win three games. They were in the small school division, but that's where they needed to be.
Sure.
They had a large school division with teams from Tallahassee
and
Gainesville and stuff like that in it. So they didn't need to be on the court with those teams. They even had some teams from out of state that were ranked nationally in that large school division. But New Site had an impressive run down there. I know they got beat last night by a couple of points by a good Oxford girls team.
Yeah.
And so that's not shabby. So I'll just give it to the New Site girls because they don't have a superstar and they play 11. So we'll get the 11 players that play for New Site.
And they're the number one team in the Daily Journal girls ranking. So
there
you go. All right, Gene. Good show, my man. Just remind y'all to follow the show on Twitter at DJournalPreps. Hey, send us an email just to give us your thoughts, comments, maybe nominate an athlete of the week if you want to. PrepRally@JournalInc.com. Again, we're on iTunes, on podcast apps at PrepRally.DJournal.com. Gene is on Twitter at Gene Phelps. I'm on Twitter at Brad Locke. Thank y'all for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.